My apologies, our problems are many on Thursdays. Our assistant, administrative assistant is not here this afternoon because responsible is with another committee, and Representative Anderson and I had to stay down in the consumer and business to work on a bill that Representative Anderson put together, so couldn't very well drag him out. My intention today is really only to focus on 3072, even though the other is on the agenda. And I hope to have some legislative council amendments that is not, we were not able to do that because legislative council is consumed with workers' comp right now. So I don't know if people have a copy. Denny, are there copies that... Okay, there are some copies up here if people don't have them. I have listed Jack Landau and Ray Gribling on 3072. Do you prefer to speak before or after I go over the what I have here?
Whatever you'd like.
Okay. Since Representative Anderson isn't here, why don't... Jack, you're first, so why don't you come forward and... I'd like to go over this when Representative Anderson is here, so we might as well at least go through the witness list first.
My comments are very brief, so. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, member of the committee, my name is Jack Landau for the record. As you know, I represent the trade association known as Tracer. On behalf of Tracer, I'd like to briefly comment on House Bill 3072. We are not necessarily opposed to the idea of breaking out telecommunications public utility laws from those applying to other utilities. There may well be a difference or differences between the telecommunications industry and other utilities industries that justify separate treatment in the statutes. We don't really know one way or the other at this point. We also, for the record, do not doubt Pacific Northwest Bell's good faith in preparing the bill. If PNB had a hidden agenda, I dare say the company would have picked a vehicle that drew less attention than this one. We are, however, concerned that the bill, covering so much ground as it does, requires a good deal more thought than we are allowed in the course of this single legislative session. We're impressed by the testimony that we heard from staff witness Ed Morrison and Bob Gray the last time around, relating to the existence of, relating to the extensive scrutiny that was taken by a study committee back in the 70s that took quite a bit of time. We're also concerned about the great number of glitches that seem to be popping up in the bill over the last several weeks, some of them of substance, and we don't know if there are any others. In view of the fact that there doesn't appear to be any pressing need for the bill, House Bill 2200 already provides some specific telecommunications utility regulation. We think it would be most useful to appoint a task force of legislators, PUC staff, and interested persons. I didn't know that was going to be your proposal at the time, so I guess it's timely. We would agree with your proposal, Mr. Chairman, to appoint a task force. We think that the first order of business should be to determine whether, in fact, there is a need for separate treatment in the statutes. It's an awful lot of space to take up in those gray binders if there's no real need for it. If there is a need, then the task force should look carefully at the PNB proposal or any other proposals that would provide the kind of treatment that the industry requires. This way, the bill can get the kind of careful attention it deserves. Thank you, and if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Is there any questions for me today? Thank you, Jack. Ray?
For the record, I'm Ray Gribling. I represent Pacific Northwest Bell. Kind of feel like the Fram Oil salesman. You know, I mean, you can pay me now or you can pay me later. Um, I didn't intend to testify on the bill. The reason I signed on the thing is that I noticed that Mr. Landau was going to come up to Paris and have some prepared testimony, and I thought that I would be behind him to refute any comments that he might make. There was no hidden agenda. I'm not looking for any special treatment in this bill other than to perhaps streamline things so that when telecommunications issues are addressed, they are in one separate chapter. That is the only reason we entertained the thought of making the split. We spent countless hours on this. The commission has reviewed it. Our staff has reviewed it. This is not something that was just a boring of December of this year. We've discussed this with committee, the interim committee, ad nauseum, and so we just thought we'd get on with the program. And if it's the wishes of this subcommittee to move it to the full committee with some suggested changes, or in other words, we're going to do it at a later date, that's fine with us. I do have some suggestions to make with your vehicle here, Mr. Chairman, and I'll do that at your pleasure.
Why don't you stay there, Ray, and we have the full committee here. I'll go over what I suggested or a potential approach, and then we can add on or subtract after that. But I took the approach that what you have before you on House, on the amendments on House Bill 3072 is an outline of basic points that I had asked legislative counsel to put in to some amendments. I got back one draft from them, which was done actually before I put it in this form, and it was not quite what it intended to. Specifically, it was not, first draft I got was not specific to the separations question, but set up a broader committee for general regulatory review, and that was not any specific intent. So there was not enough time to get new amendments before today, so working with our staff, put together this brief outline for subcommittee members of a suggested approach. I want to make it clear that it seems clear to me that there is no hidden agenda, but that this subcommittee particularly has not had time to do a legislative review of it. The commission has done extensive review, and through that found amendments that of the kind which we can anticipate a project of this size are bound to occur. However, it does seem to me that it is something that is worth an interim review, so that we have more than Pacific Northwest Bell and the Public Utility Commission reviewing it, and that it has a great deal of specific attention given to it. Because I appreciate the work that Pacific Northwest Bell has put into it, and because it is clear that there's no hidden agenda, I specifically stated in here that the task is to review House Bill 3072 and begin with what we already have. What I suggested is that we would have just some general language that referred to the increased competition and deregulation of telecommunications industry as a need to have this, that we create a telecommunications statute review committee. I've discussed this with the Speaker of the House. It's her suggestion the best approach is to simply create a review committee, not an interim committee, not a task force, but a general review committee that the Speaker and the President could appoint. I listed some specific tasks to make recommendations on the advisability and feasibility of establishing statutes that are separate from those for the regulation of other energy, transportation, and water under the PUC, that there be a specific review of 3072, and that after that review, the review committee submit to the legislature proposed legislation that would establish separate statutes. So essentially what we should have by the beginning of next session is a review of 3072 and a stamp of approval as far as a review that it is, that this is in fact the objective separations that 3072 started out trying to prepare, and that we have a complete review of all of those parties that would be interested in the issue. The membership on the committee would be the legislature, members of the legislature, Public Utility Commission or the Public Utility Commission's designee, representatives of telecommunications utilities, the Citizens Utility Board, and this is not limited to those, but those groups would at least have to be represented, leaving the membership up and the numbers of legislators and utilities and other consumer groups up to the speaker and the president, and then it would be staffed by legislative council so that we would not have any physical impact other than the cost of bringing people together for the purposes of meeting from time to time. I think legislative council put it at $1,000. But that was my suggestion in the hope that we would start out the next session with a very clear review and stamp of approval, and that the work that's been done on 3072 would not go by the wayside, but would in fact be the vehicle for specific review.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Representative Anderson.
I guess I would really hate to see the impossibility of shutting aside all the work been done by PNB and the PUC in the review of various parties and so on. I, for one, speaking for myself, have been convinced the desirability of moving ahead with establishing separate statutes for telecommunications. And I personally would like to see a recommendation for a committee that we put into ORS the establishment of the Telecommunications Statute Review Committee with clear direction to accomplish this end, rather than to investigate again for 2 years the advisability and feasibility of doing it. I think we're going to lose 2 years. We've heard testimony before when we revised the statutes 20 years ago, how long a period of time it took and so on. I guess that in short, I don't know if that's a divergent opinion, but anyhow,
what you're saying is you would like specific direction that says we're going to do this and then we set up a committee to do this.
Right.
Representative Berea.
Mr. Chair, I share Representative Anderson's concerns that there is a need. I think from the testimony I've gathered, there is a need to separate it out. And it's my feeling that in the next 5 years, this telecommunications field industry is going to advance so much, we need to start now. However, I think I'm convinced by Mr. Landau that there are glitches that keep coming up and that there's no pressing current need. And if I have to choose between acting now on the bill and promoting a review committee, I think I will err on the side of caution and go for the review. I don't think it's going to hurt to have a delay of 18 more months.
Mr. Chair, I guess I want to make it clear that I was not inferring that we should establish these amendments at this present time, but those amendments be used as a basis to move forward and not to waste 18 months in making a decision as to whether we're going to have separate statutes for telecommunications. My personal opinion is that you could well use 18 months for people to come forward and identify potential glitches and arrangements and so on. It may not be that even the next session that we will finally have accomplished it, but at least we'll be 95% of the way there. And if we did have to extend the time for that, we'll call it task force, but that committee to continue their work beyond that time, at least we can, they could report back to the Energy and Environment Committees on their progress, and then the committee at that time should make some recommendations upon some timelines and extensions.
Mr. Gribbling, why don't you make your comments?
All right, Mr. Chairman. The glitches that were referred to, there were 45 of them. I can tell you because we read that word for word against what is in the ORS now, and it's where a semicolon was dropped, a comma, an and in place of an or something like that, and in a couple of places where a whole sentence was left out, and apparently in transcribing that, when the document was put together, somebody took a coffee break and forgot to pick it up. We think that we've gotten all of those between the UC staff. Let me just say this about that, that the amendments that have been prepared for the bill then put it into proper shape for the study committee to take a look at from ground zero. And it addresses all the other statutes where, in addition to the word public utility, we've included and or telecommunications public utility. I would make a couple of recommendations, Mr. Chairman, with the suggestions that you made here under tasks and one under membership, that we just reword number one under tasks by saying make recommendations establishing statutes for the regulation of telecommunications separate from those for the regulation of energy, transportation, and water. I don't think advisability or feasibility. I'm just talking about the kind of a brouhaha that you get into with a committee like this trying to decide what your mission is. We think the mission is accomplished. It'll just be a review. In three, to change it to say submit for pre-session filing to the 65th Legislative Assembly legislation that establishes separate statutes, etc.
I don't have any problem with that. We were sort of in a hurry trying to identify the tasks, and I consider that how broad we need to get this committee, and I think the more narrow focus, the better. If there's a determination that it should not be done, that's a determination the legislature makes when it either adopts or does not adopt. Maybe right. Just saying establishing solves that question, because really what we're after here is we want this separated, and we want the review to continue. Nothing is separated, nothing takes effect until the legislature makes a decision. And that seemed that, from my point of view, would satisfy the charge. I don't want to get into spend a lot of time with the review committee trying to decide whether it should or it shouldn't. What I want to make sure is that what comes out of that is very clearly the objective, and not implying that what was submitted was not, but that this has a broad-based stamp of approval, and we know that everybody has had the time and the resources to give the kind of review that many of the legislators and the public would expect, and that's what would be done out of this. So I have no problems with your section that just says establish.
Well, it's just a pure sense of direction. They're told that this is what's going to happen. If we talk about the advisability and feasibility, it reminds me of the committee that was appointed to design a horse for the city park statue, and they came up with a camel. We don't want that to happen. It's pure. We know what we're what our objective is, and
let's
just get it done. We
pay
a hell of a lot of money for it.
Here it's a half
of
an elf and half
of
a donkey.
That's right.
A lot of people used to walk a mile for one.
Well, Mr. Chairman, there's only one other thing that I would recommend. Under membership, on item four, you had CUB. We would just add in other consumer interest groups if necessary.
Yeah, there was no intent. The discussion on CUB was that CUB is statutorily created to represent those interests, and I wanted to make sure that as such then they were logically, and I think and other consumer interests would be a good way, because there are other consumer interests and other consumers that ought to be included. Well, so
I don't want to deprive Mr. Landau of the opportunity of going through the statutes word by word with us.
Thanks a lot, Ray. Mr. Chair, can I throw out some food for thought?
Sure.
Trying to address some of Representative Anderson's concerns, do your amendments talk about having House Bill 3072 become law, setting up a review committee, and summarizing this law?
These amendments do not anticipate the amendments are drafted under the belief that the 1989 session is the only one that could make what comes out of it law. I think Representative Anderson's concern is sort of taken care of it by just going to establishing statutes. So it's clear that's what the charge is, to establish the separate statutes.
I guess I'm asking what the subcommittee feels about using House Bill 3072, setting up its effective date July 1st, 1989, and also having the review committee.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, I'm
going to take that up with.
I mean, I have to just throw that out.
I'll take that up with legislature. What you're saying is that House Bill 3072 becomes effective July 1st, 1989. In the meantime, we review it. The legislature then can essentially ratify or adopt and sunset the effective. That is a potential approach. And if they determined they didn't want to make the changes, then they could
repeal it.
That's a potential approach. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that if that were the case, that would be very helpful, because at that time, if it were to become effective, then legislative council would take all legislation that deals with public utilities and amend them into that law that would be effective in 2 years. So you'd have a current document to be working with.
Ed, do you want to present any thoughts on that?
I think that would be a very large advantage, Mr. Chairman, because then we would have an official document to work from rather than being working from the draft. And that has a lot of merit.
You need to take it up with legislative council on how we go about doing that. I think we could do that. Let me ask subcommittee how it would like to proceed, given that we do not have the LC amendments before us. I am willing, if the committee wants to,
we could have them drafted and uniformly run them by the other two members of the technical committee.
We could take action today, conceptual action based upon the discussion here and amendments, and refer the pending LC draft, refer the bill to the committee with pending LC draft, so that would save us some time. I don't really feel compelled that we have to have LC drafts before we take action, if other committee members don't object or feel comfortable with that. If that's the case, then Chair would entertain a motion that, let me figure out how to word this.
I'm going to try to take a crack at it.
Okay, Representative Anderson.
I would move we have LC draft House Bill 3072 amendments to establish a telecommunications statute review committee to review the separation of telecommunication statutes to use House Bill 3072 amendments as a working base, and that the membership of the concept that the membership shall include members of the legislature, PUC, or designated telecommunication utilities, CUB, and other consumer groups, and be staffed by the legislative council.
Does that include the concept that House Bill 3072 would become effective July 1st?
Become effective July 1st, 1989.
Any further discussion? If not, will the clerk call the roll?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye. Motion is adopted. We'll try it and draft, see what we can do about getting this into LC form. And see if we can come up with wording that makes it effective July 1st, 1989, pending review of what it is we're going to make effective July 1st, 1989. All right. Yeah, I guess we should. That was the adoption of
Chair,
the
House Bill 3072
is conceptually amended.
As conceptually amended to the full committee.
Any discussion? Clerk, call the roll, please.
Representative
Bria.
Aye.
Representative
Anderson.
Aye. Mr. Chair. Aye. Motion stopped. Is there any further discussion on, we don't have any other item on our agenda. So, since we have to go back to another committee, telecommunications subcommittee, Mr. Chair, that's fine.